Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another full-length episode of the Living Life on Purpose podcast. Today's guest is my good friend and brother, Tommy Breedlove. Tommy is a great friend, and I love him. His mission in life is to empower individuals and business leaders to rediscover their brilliance, achieve meaning, balance, and true happiness in life without compromising their financial success. His work and legacy are to provide humans with the tools and skills to become the person they've always dreamed of being. I have a lot of fun on this podcast. Whenever I get together with Tommy, him and I just talk and we share our wisdom, and it is a great conversation, and I mean great conversation. So I'll sit back, get your notebook out, get your pen, and let's get on with the show. All right. So now we're recording, Tommy, and like I said before we got started, your assistant was really kind of nervous about making sure that you were being taken care of today. And I assured her that you're an amazing guy. You've been on this show before. And my response was, I'm just going to have a good conversation with Tommy about life, work, and how to live mindfully and stay positive. And him and I are just going to rock that in the conversation.
You're darn right. I love it. I love it, Michael. I love it. That's so interesting that she was nervous. That's not like her.
Well, I didn't make you fill out any sort of like new intake, podcast guest form. I already was like, I kind of know what, who you are and what we're going to talk about and all that is good in this world about you. So I was like, I'm good.
Let's rock it. Let's rock it.
So how are you doing? What have you been up to in the last month? And before we get started, here's the criteria. This is a show about positivity and being helpful and a beacon of light and not to go anywhere negative. Everybody knows what's going on in the world. We're all got that. We're not talking about that today.
I love it. I love it. I actually respect that. So that's amazing. Yeah, the world is negative, but we need to be lights out in the world right now, people like you and me. And I think we are. I mean, we're doing the thing, right? We're putting love, compassion, inspiration, goodness, joy, hope. We're doing what we need to do, right, Michael?
Exactly. And one of the things that made me reach out to you is, and what I liked about what you were doing is, you're doing all these great videos, which inspired me to start doing videos. But what I liked about it, you're not selling anything. You're just like, here I am. Here's some good advice. Let's keep going. And that's something I really respected about you always, and especially right now.
I really appreciate it. I think content is king, right? And I think you just put out, I think you're, if you're transparent, you're vulnerable, you're honest, you're raw. You're not trying to sugarcoat anything. I think people who are attracted to that type of message and to the work that we do, I mean, they will come soon after, right? And so you just put love and light out into the world, and I believe good things happen to you, man. So I really appreciate that. We work super hard at, I write everything, and when I'm doing videos, a lot of that's off the cuff, but Lindsay always chooses the picture and the time and when the actual message goes out. We've been doing it together lately because messaging on certain things is timely and needed right now. But I really appreciate that, man. We work super hard at getting the goodness out to the world. So that means a lot.
So what is your mission? What have you been sharing with everybody in the world of social media that our listeners that, and just to let you know, from the last time, from my guests, this, you were on episode 74, and now we're on episode 320.
You've been busy, man.
I have been busy, and you were, when my average download per episode was around 300, and you did 500 an episode. And nice. We were only in sort of like the Northeast, and now this podcast is all over the world, parts of Australia, parts of Africa, through the Middle East, throughout Europe, and through Canada, and in 45 of the 52 states. For some reason, a bunch of the states just don't like me.
Well, you know, maybe they have their own flavor, man. Not everybody's going to like us, right? And if you're not making someone mad, you're not doing anything. You're not doing something, right? So maybe they'll pick you up sooner than later, right? And so what message have we been putting out in the world? So we're super humble and grateful. And our messaging is this right now. And it's because since you and I have chatted, Michael, I wrote a book called Legendary, and it's a playbook on how to build and live a legendary life. And we can talk about the why the title I picked of Legendary. And so for me, it's a book in these times that's a necessity and not a luxury. There's so many great pieces of work and video and content and books and podcasts out there. And I think people like you and I need to be putting as much light out to the world as possible. And it's had ridiculously great commercial success recently. It became a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller. And we just want to get the message out there. We just want to get that everyone can live with purpose. They can build toward financial confidence and conquer their time. But here's the most important things. Those are all things that we talk about every day, is financial freedom and confidence and living with purpose and regaining your time. But here's some of the important things that we talk about with simple tools in the book. And that's blocking out all of the noise that's out there right now, becoming the masters of our mindset, cultivating unconditional love for yourself so that you can truly love and serve others. And finally, building intimate relationships with your significant other, your family, your kids, your friends, and your network. And to me, it's all about building and living the life of your dreams and investing in yourself, participating in your own rescue, and becoming the person you've always dreamed of being. And what better message can we put out in the world than hope, love, and hey, if I can do this, anybody can do it. So that's what we've been putting out into the world, Michael.
So in your book, and I forget the name of the title, it's something with Legendary, correct?
Legendary, that's it. That is the title.
Legendary. What do you as a person need to do in order to become legendary? Which I love that name.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was kind of a bold name at first. And then the more we thought about it, the more we stewed over it, the more confident we became that, hey, this is the correct title for this piece of work that was 3 years in the making, by the way. It's been a labor of love and an intense labor. I'll start with why we chose Legendary. It's because in a world of constant self-promotion out there, and we just talked about this, is that society is what gives you the term legend. And so, Michael, if you and I all of a sudden said, hey, we're legendary, people would start laughing at us, right? They would like, oh, no, that's it. So what I love about the title Legendary, that's about That is a title that society, culture, friends, family, our networks, they give that title to us. And you can either be some of the greatest legends in history, and you could just be a simple legend too, but be legendary. And so great legends are Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and there's so many others. And it could be just a simple Joe who left this world better than he found it. And it doesn't have, you don't have to be rich or famous, but there's also bad legends out there. And I don't want to give them any credit, but we all know who those horrible legends throughout history have been and the damage they have caused. And so for me, this is a playbook about, we'll never get there in our lifetime, but when we pass away, we live life on our terms. We understood that the only power we have is choices, and we made the right choices to live a life of significance and purpose, and leaving this world better, leaving this world and its people better than we found it. And so I am certainly no legend, but I work every single day on my mental fortress, my emotional fortress, my spiritual fortress, my physical fortress. I serve each and every day. I'm very fortunate that my work is my purpose, you know, whether we're coaching or speaking or doing a podcast or running a group coaching or mastermind, this is what I was put on earth to do. And so being of service to others and leaving this world a better place than we found it, and living a life of meaning, purpose, and legacy. To me, that's what being legendary is all about, my brother.
I want to back up a little bit because there's way too much to unpack in this message that you just said. But I think one of the things that's relevant to what we're going through right now is the distractions, the noise.
Mm.
And what I mean by this is, like you, part of my business is working in companies doing coaching. And then part of my business is working from home doing coaching. So I'm used to working from home. But because of everything that's going on right now, my in-office coaching is not existing anymore, because the focus on mindfulness and wellness in the workplace is not really that important right now. And all the coaching efforts are working with people on how to be productive from home. So the company that outsources me basically was like, you're shut down for the next couple of months. Don't worry about it. When things settle down, you'll get back to work. I was like, great. So I'm working from home, and I'm like, all right, what have I always wanted to do that I have not had the chance to do because I don't have the time? And I'm like, posting vlogs, creating motivational videos, creating short storyboard videos, building more of an online coaching business with one-on-one clients, focusing on my podcast. So now I'm in social media world, and I'm posting on Facebook, I'm posting on Instagram, I'm working on my LinkedIn network. And because I'm active, now I'm getting all these messages and these videos in social media saying, you life coach, don't waste your time building content, because that's a waste of your time. Build your business by following my simple 6-step method and sign up for my free webinar, which air quote is to sell my course. And all I see is people I know, friends that have never done any sort of online business before, and all they're doing is trying to sell crap.
Mm.
And I sit there and I fall down that rabbit hole of, am I doing something wrong? Is everything I've been taught about, it's all about building content, creating a relationship with your audience, and planting seeds that come to fruition way down the road? Or should I sign up for this next six steps service to build clients somehow and give someone $1,000 and let my fears take over?
That is definitely noise, my friend. And so it depends on your long-term goals, I would think, right? For me, there's a lot of, and I'm not going to say who there are, there's a lot of people out in this marketplace who are incredible salespeople. They can sell an online course. They can sell a webinar. They can sell you a 6-step program. That can promise you the world. And a lot of people use shame, fear, and the fact that you're even asking the question, am I doing something wrong, is on some level they get through the armor, right? But I think the long game is the right game. I think putting yourself out there with good content, I think sharing your message to the world, I think coming from an honest and raw and vulnerable state, I think giving people leadership right now, and right now more than ever, we don't need to be selling. I know we're all scared financially. I know we've all taken a big hit in our businesses and our lives, and some of us are wondering if we can pay rent, and some of us are figuring out how do we make payroll the next day. But we're all in the same boat together. And this is the time to be of service. And the way you and I can be of service, Michael, is via our content. And it's not if we get through this, it's when we get through this time that people like you and I who stay the course, who come from a place of love, service, abundance, that we our message will resonate more than those who just try to sell a $99, $79, $109, $10,000 course just to make money on people's fears. And you can market through fear and shame and, well, you're never going to be rich unless you buy my program. That's nonsense. Or you can just be you, brother. And you're in the meditation and mindfulness space. And it's interesting that your company says you're shut down right now, because I think the world needs mindfulness and meditation now than it ever has to give us peace of mind, presence, and help us to be proactive and not reactive. So it's interesting what we choose during the hardest times. But you're also right. We need to be productive at home. And so I think your heart and your gut knows the answer, and you've got to do you, and there's no right or wrong. There's just what your integrity and instincts and heart tell you to do, and that's what you got to do.
I wanted to take a quick break and remind you that it is never too late to make a choice and decide to make lasting changes in your life and create the life you want and learn to live life on purpose. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle Life Quiz, our free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for a real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life.
See, this is why I love having you on this show, and it's been too long because you're my own personal therapist.
I don't know about that, brother. I've got an army behind me too, so I'm just paying it forward.
What do you say to everyone out there? Let's go back to this a little bit. Besides me, like, what do you say to all those people out there that, you know, they're, like you said, just trying to pay their bills. They don't know where their next paycheck is. They're not necessarily Americans, because us in America, we, for once, the little guy didn't get screwed over, and we're able to collect unemployment. We have a safety net that's been established for us that's going to help us through this tough period. And not everybody has that. So what do you say to someone who is in a state of fear that's trying to stay positive, and all they're doing is getting distracted?
I would say two things. First, now is the time to invest in yourself. And I'm not talking about a financial investment, because I know we're all scared. This is a fearful time. We're wondering where the next dollar comes from, or peso, or, you know, it doesn't matter, euro. Now is the time to double down and invest in yourself. And what I mean by that is, now's the time to start building your mental, emotional, physical, financial fortress. And there's so many great tools out there. There's free books, there's audio books, there's webinars, there's YouTube, there's social, there's meditation apps, there's gratitude journals, there's free meditation, there's all these free resources. And now's the time to really invest in you, so that it's not if this thing ends, it's when this thing ends. You're going to come out the side, come out of the other side better. So if there's a skill you've been missing, if money is somewhat a fear for you, and I get it. Money is intimate. It's as intimate to us as our health and sexuality. And so if you've been fearful around money, or need to learn some basic money skills, from budgeting to credit card management to savings to investing to everything in between, now's the time to learn that skill. But it's also time to double down, participate in your own rescue, and invest in you. And it's just like going to the gym. We're not going to become stronger or better fit or cardio if we don't do yoga, run, play basketball, lift weights, ballet, whatever you swim, whatever it is. So just like we have to stay in shape physically, we need to do that mentally and emotionally as well. So now's the time to invest in yourself with good self-development books or audio programs or podcasts. Start a meditation practice, start gratitude journaling, start beginning to practice forgiveness for yourself and others. And so the first thing I would tell your audience is now's the time to learn skills to be the best human being you can be. And unfortunately, Michael, you and I both know that's only going to be 5 to 10% of the population who will take that action, because it's fear is driving this world. The second thing I would do is, regardless of what state you're in financially, where you are in the world, or where you are business-wise or fear-wise, now's the time for connection. Yes, we can have physical distancing, but I think social distancing is a misnomer. Right now, we need physical distancing with social connection. And so now's the time to build your community. And don't build your community in, like what we were just talking about, trying to take advantage of people during this downtime. Now it's time to serve. So once you've spent an hour or two every day working on yourself and building yourself up with whatever school tools and skills that you need, now's the time to go to a place of service. Start reaching out to people via text, via video call, via phone call, via landline, via an email, and just be in a place of service. And I think all of us right now need to concentrate on connection and building community. And if each of us around the world can make one person's life better each and every day, and it could be via a simple phone call, it could be just an act of kindness, it could be helping mentor them, it could be having food delivered to them, it could be just anything that someone else might need. If each and every one of us, a 7 billion people in this world, or 8 billion people, however many there are now, if we just perform one selfless act of compassion and love of day and service a day, this world, we will come out a whole lot better than we are right now. And so the first thing I would say to your audience is now's the time. Now's the time. Carpe diem, seize the day, participate in your own rescue. There's no magic pill. No one's coming to save you. So take control of your destiny. Start writing the end of your story. Invest in yourself. And there's a lot of tools we can talk about to do that. And the second thing is always be of service. Now's the time to be of service to others, because those people that you're going to be kind to and take care of and are showing up for, they're going to reciprocate back to you tenfold. And the final thing I would say, and I'll add a third, that's just because we're here, and now's the time also to really look at who you're surrounding yourself with. If you're around people who are constantly negative, or who are politically divisive, or who are just spewing anger and resentment and fear out to the world, now might be a time to let them go out of your life. It doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't like them. It's just now it's time to let go of them. And now's the time to surround ourselves with people who make us better, who love us, and who want to see goodness in the world, because we are the 5 people who we spend the most time with. So turn off the TV, because any major news, someone's going to tell you about it anyway. So you don't actually need to watch the news, because everybody's going to tell you. Get your social media feed via the block feature. Get it as positive and loving as possible, and surround yourself with upbeat people. So invest in yourself, serve, cut out the noise, and be careful of who you surround yourself with. That's what I would say, Michael.
It's so interesting that you said this, because that was what my vlog post that I've been putting up on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn was just about, how to deal with negative people right now, because there is so much negativity. And I've been diligently cleaning out my Facebook feed with anybody that's been politically decisive. I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, beacon of light. That's it. Just be a beacon of light. And I love that message that you just gave our audience. But here's my follow-up question to you. What is your personal practice like that you do to be your fortress of positivity?
Yep. So I get up every day. I have I'm saying this in a loving way, not a bad way. I'm a little bit of a freak. This is my gig. This is what I do for a living. So I need to make sure I practice what I preach. So let me tell you what I have behind me, and then I'll tell you the acts that I perform every day. So behind the scenes, I think all great humans need to have a great coach in their life, a great psychologist in their life and a great inner circle in their life. So I have an amazing group of human beings, both paid and unpaid, who help hold me accountable, who love me, who are hard on me when I need to be, and who help me make a better man, to help me to be a better man. And so I have an inner circle, a coach, a mastermind, and a psychologist that I can lean on each and every day. So that's important. I need to say that because I need to be transparent, because that's what I do, because I do this for a living. I want to make sure that my tool set, my skill sets are as honed in as possible. So every day I get up, I go for a big walk with my dogs, and I'm always listening to a business book, a self-improvement book, a self-development book, and or a great podcast. I get back, I meditate between 10 and 30 minutes every single day. I have 4 to 5 daily short readings I read from all the great spiritual traditions, from the Christian mystics to 365 Tao to daily stoicism. And there's 4 or 5 other books that I do. So I meditate, then I go right into my gratitude journal. I write down 5 things that I'm grateful for other people. Then I write 3 to myself. And the reason I write 3 to myself, I'll say, thank you, Tommy, for X. And today was, thank you, Tommy, for writing your gratitudes today. Thank you, Tommy, for servicing Michelle, for being of service to Michelle yesterday and helping her through a tough time. So when we thank ourselves, we're starting to build that unconditional love for ourselves that so many struggle with. So the third thing I do, and it's not the third thing, the next thing I do is I write down 4 or 5 affirmations every single day, and I'll give you two or three of them right now. Tommy, you are lovable, worthy, valuable, and enough. And that's another way to start rewiring your brains and mindset to get rid of that self-critic that's in our head and start developing unconditional love for yourself. And so that's a way, those are some of the things that I do, so that I believe you can't be a full, you can't love and serve others until you fully love yourself. A second affirmation I do is, I am right now, this one's super important, is I am so grateful and happy that I see the goodness, love, and learnings in everything, everyone, and every situation. Because you can look at the world right now and see all the darkness, or you can look at the world and see all the healthcare workers showing up, the government's doing the best they can, people doing acts of kindness, every single thing, the charity efforts that are happening, the innovations that's happening behind the scenes to help us all be healthy and safe, and everybody coming together. So there's learnings and love and goodness happening all around the world if you just open your eyes and look at it. And finally, this is an affirmation I've been doing for a long time, and this is just about rewiring and putting goodness out into the universe, is I'll do a shortened version of it, is I am so grateful and happy that love, courage, joy, good health, money, success, and wealth flow easily, frequently, and abundantly to me. And all of that, and then, you know, there's prayer in there, there's meditation in there, there's readings in there. I usually read to my wife if you want me to be fully transparent. And then I go and exercise either, and sometimes I exercise early in the morning and sometimes I exercise at night, depending on my client schedule, my speaking schedule, my podcast schedule, and my mastermind schedule. But at the end of the day, I probably spend somewhere between 60 minutes and 2 hours a day investing into me, just so, and I've done this now for 7 or 8 years. And for me being able to show up for myself, for my family, for my wife, for my clients, on this podcast, it's just been 100x better than it would have been 10 years ago. And so those are some of the things I do each and every day to live in a place of service, to live in a place of purpose, and to ultimately never give up to my last breath, to become a little bit better than I was yesterday. And so those are some of the practices that I do.
Wow, it's super inspirational. But guys, what you didn't listen to wasn't everything that he did, which is already impressive, because Tommy is impressive. What he does is consistency, right? Yep. You have to realize, guys, every day you're going to wake up and you're going to get messages of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, something's wrong with me, I'm missing out. And you need to continually feed yourself with positive energy, positive habits, and a positive routine in order to overcome that negativity that we all get. And we're always going to get it.
It's never going to end. But it gets easier. And again, it's the same thing. We've got to build those muscles, because when we first get into the gym or start a new exercise routine, we get sore. We're still not in fit. We still got weight to lose. But over time, it gets easier and better, and we get stronger. And that doesn't mean we can stop, because we'll start atrophying, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. And so the same thing goes with your heart muscles, your mind muscles, your spirit muscles, and your financial muscles, because those are mindset and skills that we have to develop each and every day so that we're stronger and we just get a bit better every single day. And if you miss a day, don't beat yourself up. Just don't miss 2 days, right? Because that's how healthy habits begin. But I can't stress this enough, is we have to have people in our lives, especially in our inner circle, our close friends, our family, and our network that love us unconditionally, that'll hold our feet to the fire, that are also doing the work themselves to be a little bit better than they were yesterday, because it's extremely important who we surround ourselves with. If we're around anger, judgment, negativity, and fear, garbage in, garbage out, that's the garbage we're going to become. And so that's something we just got to be very aware of.
I think that's one of the struggles a lot of people go through, though, Tommy, is the fact that when they start to want to work on themselves, and when they want to lose weight, get healthy, as somebody just texted me information. So hang on one second. I'm going to put on my do not disturb. I do apologize.
I love it.
Sorry, that was me, guys. But as you know, like when you go on that journey of personal growth and you begin to change and you begin to lose weight, save money, become financially responsible, develop a strong positive mindset, become legendary.
Boom.
People around you begin to feel threatened. And they tear you down and they criticize you. What do you do?
Especially
if they're people in your life you can't get rid of, because they're always going to be in your life no matter what. Because it's easy to get rid of the sort of the casual friend, the beer buddy at the bar. It's easy to get rid of the work colleagues. You just get a new job, right? It's easy to get rid of the negative work people. You just get a job promotion or a job transfer or get a new job. It's hard when you can't get rid of the people in your life, like that lifelong friend you've been friends with since you were in second grade, or your parents or your partner or your siblings. So what do you do?
The only one, and this is going to sound extremely harsh, the toughest out of every single person you just said was your spouse. The rest of them, doesn't mean you don't love them, doesn't mean you don't hope the best for them, but all you can do is you. And remember this, beautiful humans, the only power you have in this world and the only thing you have control over is your choices, your attitudes, and mindset. And so there is people that are very close to me in my family, as close as they can become, that are extremely negative, toxic, energy vampire type people. And over time, through boundaries, I teach them how to treat me. And if they're not going to be kind, if they're going to tear me down, if they're going to be judgmental, if they're going to be fearful, if they're going to be angry, I do it beautifully, gracefully, but I simply don't want them in my life. It doesn't mean I don't love them. Doesn't mean I don't care for them. It doesn't mean I don't show up for them if they're sick. But I'm just not going to allow that toxic energy around me. And I quit. And I'm very serious about this. In my life, we can't choose our family. We can't choose them because we're born with them. But we can choose what we do. We can choose what boundaries we set with them. And we can choose how much time we spend with them. And if they're toxic, just because they're family doesn't mean they're healthy. Again, doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't hope the best for them. But all you can do is you. And if they choose, I'm telling you, it's garbage in, garbage out. If you can choose, if you choose to constantly be around people who are tearing you down, who make fun of you, and the only reason they're making fun of you or tearing you down, especially when you start to better yourself, is because they're jealous and scared you're going to be better than they are. And guess what? You 100% are. And so I equate this journey of self-development, self-improvement, self-realization, when we start becoming who we were born to be in all phases of our life, it's like climbing a mountain. And here's the sad truth. When you start climbing that mountain, your view gets a whole lot better. And 99% of people in this world, they're going to stand on the ground and their view is going to be the same it's always been. And it's not going to be good. But you're going to see something completely different. And as you continue climbing that mountain, you're going to start attracting friends, network, people, significant others, partners, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. You're going to start attracting like-minded people into your life. And here's a crazier thing that happens. eventually the people on the ground, i.e. those negative people you were talking about, they're not going to be able to hear or understand what you say when you talk, because you're going to be speaking abundance. You're going to be speaking confidence. You're going to be speaking success and love and compassion, and they're going to be spewing their negative. The problem is you'll understand what they're saying. You just don't want to hear it. They won't be able to understand what you're saying, and that's okay. It's their choice whether or not they get up and climb the mountain and be better than they were yesterday. They can stew in their lack of confidence. They can stew in their fear. They can stew in their misery, but you don't have time for that. You got to keep going. And I'm going to give you a beacon of hope. If your significant other or girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife happens to be the really negative person in your life, here's what I've found more times than not, not always, is you can only do you. So you're the one who's making the choices in your life. You can influence other people, you can inspire them, but you can only do you, and you can only choose your choices. So once you start doing this work, you invest in a coach, you hire a, you jump in a mastermind, you start reading books like Think and Grow Rich and Legendary and anything by Brené Brown. You start doing the work, right? You start listening to podcasts like Michael's. And what happens is, more likely than not, is they're going to see these magnificent changes in you over time. It doesn't happen overnight. There is no magic pill or magic light switch. But over time, they're going to start seeing these changes in you. And what I have found, all of a sudden, you see them reading. You see them meditating. You see them picking up a financial book to work with you on how to build toward financial freedom and confidence. And so a lot of times all we can do is inspire and influence. We can't hand them the book and tell them to read it, because they're not going to do it. But eventually they see the changes in our lives, and they'll make the changes in their lives. And if they don't, chances are over time, you're not going to want to be with that person anyway. And that's just the sad truth. So it's easier than you think. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of boundaries. We teach people how to treat us. I've had times when I didn't talk to certain family members for months at a time, and I felt so much better because of it. Again, doesn't mean I don't love them. Doesn't mean I don't want the best for them. But my life, my health, my emotional health, and my work and my purpose are more important than negativity. And so that's on them and not on me. And so that's what I would have to, I know that sounds a little harsh, but I wrote an entire chapter on that, by the way, because it's such a big deal.
I think you're speaking the truth, because whenever my partner is exercising, I end up exercising because
totally
inspires me. And I think that's so true. So we've been talking for almost 40 minutes. This is why when we originally spoke, I was like, I'm not worried. You know, him and I are going to have a great conversation.
I love it.
I want to know where everybody can find you and how they can get your book Legendary. And before we get to that, I want to pull it back and I want you to go over, what are the key components of this book? What are the takeaways? And what are the life lessons from the book?
So, yeah, thank you for asking that. The book is a journey. It's stories, simple tactics, and tools to help us all build a legendary life. And so I'll take you through the journey. It starts as simply as helping people with tools to take action, to living with purpose, to start building financial confidence and freedom. A lot of us feel like we don't have control over our time, so it helps us with conquering our time. We just talked about developing how important our inner circle or our board of directors is. Personally, it helps us to tools and tactics and simple stories of how me and my network and people that inspire me did it. And then it takes a shift. It takes a beautiful shift from those tangible skills that we all want in our life. Again, purpose and financial confidence and more time and better friends. And then it takes a turn. And the turn happens at blocking out the noise. Is how do we get the fear, negativity, jealousy, and envy out of our lives? And how do we get more into a place of light as opposed to dark? And then it goes into the very, very important emotional and mental tools, such as mastering our mindset and living the good life. And this is a huge one. Cultivating unconditional love for ourselves. And finally, developing intimate relationships with our friends, our family, our network, and our significant others. And finally, understanding the power of choice and never giving up. And that's the journey. And it's simple. It's quick. I've had hundreds of people tell me they read it in one sitting. Hundreds told me in three sittings. So it's a super super quick, fun, easy read. It's not an academic read. It's more of a storytelling read, but it has a lot of executable, simple tools in there. And so that's what the book does. It was supposed to be in all the airports right now. Unfortunately, it's not in all the airports right now because no one's flying, but it's at Amazon.com. It's at BarnesandNoble.com. The Audible is 99% done. It should be out here shortly. It's on Kindle, iBooks, Nook. It's all those formats. We're super proud of it. It became a Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller. So we're super, because it's simple, it's easy, it's got a lot of wisdom in it. I'm a recovering perfectionist, Michael, so this is not easy for me to say. And so I'm very super proud of this work. I will do this too. So if I didn't tell everybody this, and this is just something we were doing as something nice to do in the past, but it's so needed right now. If you go to TommyBreedlove.com/gifts, you're not going to know this, but the first gifts it gives you is a one-page document on how I live my life every day, all the things we talked about, just so that you can build one of your own. So it's a one-page document for you to build your own. And the second part that we gave away was my purpose and how I found my purpose, so that you can have a one-page document to build, you know, to find your purpose on this earth if you're lacking meaning or fulfillment right now. But what we weren't telling people that's happening is 3 days later, you're going to get two free chapters, the forward and my story, for free. And the chapters right now, because it's so super important, is the financial freedom and confidence chapters, as well as the mastering your mindset chapters. So if you go to TommyBreedlove.com/gift, you get those cool two free documents. And then 3 days later, you'll get the book, the two chapters of the book. So the book's available everywhere. We're super proud of it. It's the playbook that changed my life. I've seen it in, whether it's in one-on-one coaching settings, group coaching settings, or I've seen it change hundreds of lives. We're very proud of it. And so thank you a lot, Michael, for allowing me to share that. It's just something that's so intimate with me. And I believe it's a 5-generation book and not a 1-generation book.
Well, Tommy, you are, as always, an amazing guest, and we'll probably have you on in episode 500 or 600 in a year or two.
Heck yeah. Whoop. You're crushing it, brother. I love it.
I'm just trying to be a beacon of light and goodness in this world and being Amen. A powerful thought leader. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to sell anything. I literally went to my mentor and I was like, what do I do right now? And my mentor responded, stop selling. I was like, wait, what? It's like, stop selling. He's like, stop it. He's like, don't. No one needs your program. People need you. Just be.
Amen. That is solid advice. That's exactly what I'm doing. And if it makes you feel any better, I lost because of the book. You know, we were going to be doing keynote speeches, running conferences, workshops, going into companies. That disappeared overnight. And right. we had slowed down the one-on-one coaching because we just didn't have the time to do it on our travel schedule. And all of that went away overnight. And me and my team's been unbelievably amazing how they've leaned in. And like you said, start working on some of the things that we've been putting off for a long time. But all of us, from the team members to our IT folks, to the admins, to the other people that we have that we've been working with, is we're just all in a place of service. What can we do to show up? Let's just get on Zoom calls. Let's be of service to people in any way we can, from free meditations to helping people with their budgeting to just showing up each and every day. And this isn't about a time for selling. Yeah, we're all scared, but this is about a time of service, connection, love, hope, and innovation. And I'm telling you, if we all just plug in and do that, this world will be a whole lot better when we come out of this thing on the other side, and we will come out of it.
Amen. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything that you do. And thank you for being the amazing, inspirational individual that you are.
You are amazing. Thank you so much. Carpe diem, everyone. We will get through this. Love to you all.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com, and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.